All right. So if you got one strike or less on any of those drills, then you have passed your drills. Of course, if you got two or more strikes, you will need to repeat these for your homework assignment. Also, I'd like you, for your homework assignment, to learn the spellings of all the major and minor chords. Now, you already know them. You don't really even have to practice it. You know your major and minor thirds. You know your perfect fifths. So it's simply a matter of saying them, C, E, G, or C, E flat, G, if it's going to be minor. But practice and make sure that you can say them all fluently, backwards and forwards. Take every tone, all the white notes, all the black notes as sharps, and all the black notes as flats, and spell in major and minor chords on all those tones, and then I'm going to test you on the more common major and minor ones for lesson number 7. I'm not going to test you on everything that you're going to be studying, but it's good to get all the ones with the double sharps and the double flats. I'm not going to be testing you on all the ones with the double sharps and double flats, but it's good to know those spellings of the major and minor chords as well. So practice singing them. Go up and down, singing the spellings. Do sort of like a grand round of major and minor chords. That would be a very good thing to do, just to get the sound of major and minor in your head, even though you already know a major third and a minor third.